Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
I thank Pastor Sammy and Cornerstone Community Church. I thank God who gave this privilege to share Word of God with you. One day, one family was under a tree, husband and wife, children. They are telling that we have no food, no clothes for us. We have borrowed money. At the same time, on the tree, there are two birds that they are watching. They both are saying that, like this. One bird saying like this. Why is man and woman both are crying for food and clothes, money? So sad. Another bird said that, listen carefully. They don't have God whom we have. So they are worrying about earthly things. One pastor told this imaginary story to show the sin of congregation. We are seeing same issues among us. This sermon will help us to overcome worries in our life. Brothers and sisters, in our life, in this pandemic situation, we have worries. How can we overcome these worries? Today, this sermon will help us to overcome worries in our life. Whatever you have in your life, present, right now. Let us open the Bible. Open your Bible, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. I'm reading verse 25. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, not for your body. As to what you will put on, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worthy much more than they? Verse 27. And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about your clothing? Observe how lilies of the field grow. They do not toil nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow he is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You little faith, do not worry then, saying, what we will eat or what we will drink, what we will wear for clothing. For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Verse 34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Theme of this passage, we can say, overcoming worries of tomorrow's provision. Overcoming worries of tomorrow's provision. Look at verse 25 says, for this reason I say to you, do not worry about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, the body more than clothing? Based on this, Jesus wrote that people are anxious about daily provisions. Clothes, food, water are necessity for every man on the earth. Here in this passage, Jesus is giving reasons to do not anxious about these earthly things, daily needs in life. Jesus is motivating us in this passage to overcome this anxious worries. Look at verse 26 says, look at the birds of the air. He said, verse 28, observe the how the leaves of the field grow. Then verse 33, he is saying that, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Based on these words, Jesus is helping us to overcome this anxious in our life. The word anxious means to be troubled with care about sustaining life, about the things for the tomorrow, about what may be on tomorrow. Here Jesus is saying that stop to be troubled with about sustaining life, food, drinking, clothes, about what may be on tomorrow. You are continually doing this, but you stop it now. He is not giving permission, but he is not giving option, but he is commanding his disciples. As a Lord, he commands, do not be troubled with care about sustaining life. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, Paul wrote, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Two ways to overcome worries of tomorrow's provision. Two ways to overcome worries of tomorrow's provision. The first way to overcome worries of tomorrow's provisions is by trusting in the Father for care. By trusting in the Father for care. Look at verse 26 says, Jesus is saying, look at the birds of the air. Verse 27, he said, observe how the lilies of the field grow. Jesus explained why we need to trust in the Father. Verse 30, he said, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. Jesus is little serious. He is scolding disciples. You of little faith. You don't have faith in the Father. So Jesus warns that we must trust in the Father. Actually, why we worried about earthly things? Because, very simple, we won't trust in the Father. So Jesus is explaining, teaching his disciples to overcome anxious worries. Three reasons to trust in the Father for care. Three reasons why we should trust in the Father. There are three reasons to trust in the Father for care. First reason to trust in the Father for care is, he is the provider for our life. He is the provider for our life. Look at verse 26 says, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into the barn. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worthy much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? Why does he is our provider? Why our Father, God, is providing us? In this verse, verse 26, 27, we have two truths. Why Father is provider for us? The first truth is, we are valuable in his sight. Christians, his children are very valuable in his sight. 26, he said, you are heavenly Father. You are more valuable than they. So, based on that word, Jesus' word, we can understand we are valuable in his sight. Look at the word look. Verse 26, he said, Look at the birds. See the word. He is telling, consider, think about the birds. Like every creature, the birds have their life from God. But God does not say to them, I have done my part. From now onwards, you need to find food for yourself. God has provided them with an abundant food resources and helped them to find out those resources for themselves and for their offering. Your Heavenly Father feeds them. That's why Job chapter 38 verse 41 says, who prepares for the raven its nourishment when its young cry to God and to young about wander about without food. Psalm 147 verse 9 says, he gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens which cry. See, word of God is very clear that God is providing food for birds and all creatures. Our Heavenly Father is feeding all birds of air which do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. They do not have seeds to sow. They do not have wisdom to reap. They do not have barns to gather. They are weak, unwise, not like men. But Heavenly Father is feeding. Jesus does not suggest that birds do not feed themselves. We will see their diligence for food. Many birds spend greater part of their time and energy finding food for themselves and their young. But they do not worry about where their next meal is going to come from. He is only life giver to them. He cares them. Verse 26, are you not worth much more than they? Luke chapter 12 verse 24, Jesus said, consider the ravens, for they are neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable you are than birds. Brothers and sisters, we are more valuable than birds. Why our Father feeds us? Because he is feeding birds. We are more valuable than birds and creatures. Why we are more worthy, valuable than birds? Because human beings are created in God's image. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 says, it is clear God gave the human race dominion over all earth and all its creatures. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, the man is the ruler of all creation, the birds, everything. God gave that authority under him. Because God loved human beings so much that he gave his one and only son to die for their sin. John 3:16 says, he made us his children in Christ. Not only that, man is working for food. Man is sow, he can sow, reap, store. If he does not these things, definitely he will gain all these things by mining, by doing job. If we are worthy than birds, so this truth confirms that he feeds us better than birds because we are most valuable than birds. Second truth is, he only expands our life. He expands our life. Look at verse 27 says, and who of you by being worried can add a single hour to his life? Jesus is saying, nobody add a single hour to his life by being worried about food and earthly things. Can you add any 1 hour to your life by being worried about tomorrow's provisions, all kind of worries? If God added hours, months, years because of your hard work and because of your worrying about food, how many years you are living? God is expands our life. God is giving more life, more time to live on earth. He prolonged your life without this. He feeds you. So you have life. So Jesus is asking challenging question. Who of you being worried can add lifespan to him? He decided that how many years you should live. He decided that you are deadline. So God is in control. He will provide. So nobody had a single hour to his life by being worried about tomorrow provision. Brothers and sisters, think about the care of Father. Your Father is provider. If you are following Christ, if you are children of God, He will provide. You are more valuable than both because you are image of God. If God feeds birds, which is not image of God, definitely He will feed us. Whatever the situation, whatever the pandemic situation we are going, He will feed. What to eat? How to feed my wife? How to feed my children in this pandemic situation? But remember, our God is provider. He feeds all creatures, but you should work hard to eat because you have a responsibility. You have to do your responsibility. But remember this truth. God is our provider. The second reason to trust in the Father for care is He is the protector from our shame. Not only He is provider to our life, He is the protector from our shame. Look at verse 30 says, but if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will He not much more clothe you? You of little faith. See verse 28. And why are you worried about clothing? See, why I am saying He is protecting us from shame. If we don't have clothes, it will be shame for us. So God, He is protecting us from shame. Observe Jesus' words. He is telling us, He is commanding us, observe how the lilies of the field grow. Here Jesus is commanding His disciples that they should pay attention or consider the lilies of the field. This is not home lilies, because home lilies, we can give water, we can guard them, but He is telling about lilies of the field in the forest. Who will give water for them? Who design them like a beautiful cloth? They do not toil or not they spin. See verse 29 says, yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. He clothed them beautiful than King Solomon. I can see much of amazing details. Shading, coloring of flowers under microscope, it shows itself even more marvelous shading and coloring. Even Solomon, one of the most majestic kings the world has ever known, in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these little flowers. God, He is clothing the flowers, giving the beautifulness to the flowers. Brothers and sisters, we spend so much time for money and we give effort to dress ourselves, lusting after costly, stylish clothes, because its only purpose is to feed our pride. But listen, we need clothes. Whatever we need, He will give for us. He will give. Third reason to trust in the Father for care is He is our Father. Third reason to trust in the Father for care is He is our Father. Look at verse 31 says, do not worry then, saying, what we will eat, what we will drink, what we will wear for clothing. 32 says, for the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. I became father 3 months ago. I'm trying my best to provide things to my baby, my daughter. If this weak and selfish, unloving man is providing for his daughter, our Father is God Almighty, loving. Definitely, He cares His children. He is Father. He knows what we need. These all things Jesus is telling that so that we may overcome the worries of tomorrow. Jesus is motivating us to trust in the Father, trust in the God, because He is our Father, Heavenly Father. Brothers and sisters, do not behave like Gentiles, those who do not know their God and Creator. Give thanks to the Father. Worship Him for His care. How many years He has provided. How many years He is being as our Father. How many years He protected us from our shame. So we need to trust in Him. By trusting Father, we can overcome worries of tomorrow's provision. The second way to overcome worries of tomorrow's provision is by seeking the Father's will. By seeking the Father's will. Look at verse 33 says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Verse 34, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Here Jesus is saying to His disciples that they should devote serious effort to realize kingdom's desires. They need to try to obtain the kingdom of God. Wish for the kingdom and righteousness. The disciples are encouraged by Jesus to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then everything will be added to them. These words are telling to us about Father's will. This is the Father's will. Instead of seeking Father's will, the people, Christians, so-called Christians, they are seeking earthly things. They are worrying about tomorrow's provision. What will happen tomorrow to my family? What will happen for me tomorrow? They are worrying about them instead of seeking the love of Father. The idea of this verb seeking is that Jesus is saying that believers should seek, pursue something continually. And He is saying that make this your habit. Try yourself in this. It should be a habit, seeking the Father's will. Pursue the Father's will. This is a character building command. He is not giving option. If you want to seek Father's will, seek, otherwise no need. He is not saying that. You must. This is a command. Instead of worrying, we must seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The first will of Father is to seek heavenly priorities. To seek heavenly priorities. Look at verse 33 says, but, that means instead of worrying, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Here Jesus is not saying that seek whatever you want, but kingdom of God. This is showing that this is the heavenly priorities. Kingdom of God means it should be heavenly priorities. What is His kingdom? We have to understand what is His kingdom. The God's kingdom is God's power and rule. Therefore, to seek First his kingdom is to seek first his rule, his will, his authority, putting God as your king, putting God as your authority. To seek first his kingdom is to pour out our life in the eternal work of our heavenly Father. Seek the kingdom is to wait for eternal kingdom of Christ, even millennium. Seeking God's kingdom is losing ourselves in obedience to the Lord. If you say that Jesus, God is my king, you should obey to him. That is the seeking of his kingdom. That is the meaning of seeking of his kingdom. All his disciples should have obedience to the Lord. Bring people to the kingdom of God. This is the seeking of his kingdom. Obedience is more valuable than sacrifice. Obedience, brothers and sisters, obedience is more valuable than our singing. We know, for example, Saul, he did not obey, but he is giving sacrifice. He is worshipping, but he did not obey. The obedience is more powerful than sacrifice. If you know Jesus is your king, you should have obedience. You should have willingness to obey his commandment, to please him, to give authority, to submit him. Second one, his righteousness. His righteousness. Look at verse 33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. In this context, seeking God's righteousness, but not our righteousness. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand. We should carefully observe these words. Jesus said, seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, not our righteousness. It will mean seeking that righteousness which God alone gives. God can only give that righteousness. There is no thought that believer by his own efforts can attain a righteousness. Our righteousness are filthy rags in the sight of God. Very dirty clothes, our good works. We think when we do good works, we are behaving like righteous man. But whatever you do good works, but those good works are filthy rags to the God. This will include the righteousness means the right standing before God that comes about the result of Christ's saving work. We need to understand this word carefully. Jesus does not say your righteousness. It is God's righteousness that disciples must seek, because no one is righteous. Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, already written in the Old Testament, the Paul is reminding again, there is none righteous, not even one, not even one. Nobody is righteous. So we need to seek our Christ righteousness. We need God's righteousness. Philippians chapter 3 verse 9 says, may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. Righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith in Jesus Christ. We became righteous because of Jesus Christ. Believers does not have righteousness as their work based, but their righteousness is Christ himself. We know 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 says, but by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness. Jesus became righteousness for us. Every Christian who is righteous, not because of his own good works he became righteous person, but because of Christ. Why does Father wants us to seek to obtain serious effort, wish for righteousness? Because there is no salvation without this righteousness. Because we are all sinners. God is holy. He should punish all sinners. Here, the main idea is to seek Jesus' righteousness. He is getting salvation. We will become righteous. Jesus saved us through that. Brothers and sisters, do you have habit of seeking his kingdom, his righteousness? Are you seeking your kingdom or God's kingdom? Brothers and sisters, make effort to serve your King, Jesus, your Father. God the Father, you should serve them if you are seeking first his kingdom. Anybody who is depending on his righteousness, he cannot stand before God one day. You must have faith in Jesus Christ to have righteousness. If you want to stand before God, you need Christ righteousness. Otherwise, you cannot stand before God, holy God. Even though you are saved, you should depend on his righteousness all the time. Don't say, I depended on Jesus for righteousness. Now I no need to depend on Christ righteousness. But all the time, we should depend on his righteousness. You can satisfy God with Jesus' righteousness alone, not your righteousness. The second will of Father is to focus on today's duties. Not only seeking heavenly priorities, the second will of Father is to focus on today's duties. Look at verse 34 says, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Idea of this verse is leaving future in the Father's hand. About what to eat, what to drink, what to clothe. The child of God knows that tomorrow will take care of itself because it is in the Father's hand. Brothers and sisters, each day has enough troubles of its own. You have to work hard today. Jesus is not saying, do work, do not work. He's saying, work hard today. But don't worry about tomorrow. That is the message. You should work hard today. This is not called to worry about a trouble. The believers have temptations, trials, opportunities, struggles today. We have to do our job today. If you are worrying about tomorrow's provision, tomorrow's things, so you cannot do today's job. That is the idea of Jesus' message. He does not give grace tomorrow, but he will give grace today. But we are expecting grace tomorrow. We are asking, we are worrying about all earthly things, tomorrow's provision, not doing what we have to do today. So focus. We have to focus on today's duties. Brothers and sisters, don't say that God is not providing me what I need without working hard. Even birds work hard for their food. This message does not produce laziness, but hard work. This message helps us. Jesus is helping to overcome worries of tomorrow's provision. But this message is encouraging us, helping us to focus on today's duties. brothers and sisters, you should overcome worries, anxious of tomorrow provision. We have seen two ways to overcome tomorrow's worries of tomorrow's provision. The first way, by trusting in the Father. The second way, by seeking Father's will. Finally, I want to encourage you by telling Jesus who overcame worries. Jesus is fully God, fully man. As a fully man, when he came on the earth, he did not seek earthly need. What to eat, drink, clothes, but he seeks the kingdom of God. So he did not ask these all earthly things, even though he became poor, not having home, not having money like us. But he did will of the Father. He asked in Gethsemane, Father, your will be done, not mine. He preached the word. He totally submitted to the Father to give righteousness for you and for me. Jesus may help us to overcome worries in our life. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you. Lord, help us to overcome worries of tomorrow's provision. Lord, help us to do our job, today's job. Lord, many times we are not trusting in the Father. Lord, help us to trust in the Father, who is our provider, protector, Father. Lord, help Cornerstone Community Church. Lord, in this pandemic situation, so many are facing problems. So many are anxious about tomorrow's provision. Lord, give courage to them. Bless them, these words. Lord, you are always with us. Lord, providing what we want. Lord, help us firstly to seek your kingdom, your righteousness. Lord, save people who are seeking their righteousness. Lord, save some people. Save those who are seeking their own righteousness. Speak with them, Lord. Save them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.